Franchise development and franchise developer nightmares. Our series continues, guys. And today we're going to talk about why there are no shortcuts to franchise sales. They want you to hire them to quote unquote franchise your business. And to get you to buy that product, that widget, they're making franchise sales sound easy. These are nightmares, and this one is where franchise developers make franchise sales sound so easy. We have conversations with new franchisors, smart business owners, entrepreneurs that are thinking about franchising their business, and we're having candid conversations. You know, when we're speaking with franchisors, if you look at our clients, amazing founders, you go to their websites, you'll see they're telling their founder stories, they're building up their digital. They're clear on identifying the unique elements of their franchise offering, and they're building a genuine rapport and discussion with franchisee candidates, their positioning in the franchise world, and slowly but surely, they're onboarding those initial pioneering franchisees, building around them, having those new franchisees validate, perform well with great unit economics. And from there, it's about scaling. The problem that I see with so many new franchisors or those exploring franchising, they speak to a developer. They have a conversation with me where I explain the process of we need to develop your franchise offering. And then over the next 24 months, you need to season your franchise offering. What does that mean? Go through our branding workshop. Focus on the three uniques of your franchise offering. The transformation that you're going to offer your franchisees, your unit economics, and how your franchise could be the perfect fit for your ideal franchisee candidate. So there's work to do, and included in that is telling your founder's story and building that connection between your brand, what you're doing, who you are, and how you could lead franchisees to a successful future. And so what I tell our clients is when we develop your franchise offering, sure, we do it in 90 days, but over the next 12 and 24 months, let's look at that as the seasoning process. The version 1.0 of your franchise sales page on your website. Building out your founder video, your founder story. Honing in on your uniques. Building up organic conversation with people that know you, your customers, friends, family, LinkedIn connections. And exploring the organic reach of your brand. That's the right way to grow. Where this nightmare comes in is it's like genuine people say, Charles, but I spoke to a developer and he said, or she said, they can handle the whole process, everything from A to Z. And in fact, Charles, they're going to do all the marketing for me. All I have to do is meet with qualified candidates once they present them to me, decide if they're a good fit and help them identify a territory. So these developers for these brand new franchisors or people thinking about franchising, they want you to hire them to quote unquote franchise your business. And to get you to buy that product, that widget, they're making franchise sales sound easy or like it's low cost. And what so many new franchisors experience, they get frustrated, they get stuck. They don't sell franchises right away and it takes some time. So we're discussing this nightmare, which is that there are no shortcuts to franchise sales. So if you look at some of our amazing clients, right, and I won't name them, but check out our YouTube channel, go to their websites, check out their founder videos, follow them on LinkedIn. What you're going to find is that they're smart entrepreneurs that have gone through the franchising process with us, our master classes, we're guiding them. But while we're creating a spark and helping them find success, they're leading the way. They're doing their founder videos. They're building out their media. They're learning about the sales process. And why is this important? Because unless you have millions of dollars to pay, what I see with franchise developers are it's a cookie cutter website, just those generic websites, franchise with us or join our franchise, and then followed by data that's sort of irrelevant, right? How much money your industry generates, how much money you're going to pay in franchise fees and startup expenses. But the websites are missing transformation, three uniques, your founder story. And you may say, Charles, that's not easy. I need guidance on it. And I'll tell you, you're right. And we have a great process for that, but it needs to come from you internally. It needs to come internally, and it's a process of learning. And that's why we tell our clients, 90 days, we become a franchisor, but look at the next 12 months. The next 24 months is that seasoning process. So there are no shortcuts. In this case, as an example, the individual I spoke to, He has a retail business, brick and mortar, sells a product. So franchisees are going to have to sign a lease, build out a location, carry inventory, and sell retail product to customers. So it's definitely a business that needs to satisfy an income replacement category. When we looked at his sales, they were good, but they weren't great. Sure, he could franchise, but there's definitely a challenge, right? We're going to have to build up franchise sales because now you're looking for a franchisee candidate that's going to invest money in a very niche retail business, sign a lease, build out a location, carry inventory. So it's a couple of hundred thousands at a minimum, a couple of hundred thousand dollars to build the business or open up a franchise. Why is this relevant? Because he said to me, Charles, where do I get my franchisees? This developer told me they could introduce me to franchise brokers. Well, right out of the gate, I was honest with him. Good franchise brokers are not going to be interested in a retail franchise that's brand new, that doesn't have franchisee validation, and doesn't have overwhelming unit economic numbers. I said to him, brokers could be a great opportunity, but not for right now. You need to onboard your first two or three pioneering franchisees, make them successful, get their validation, have good unit economic performance, and now we can start talking with brokers. Likewise, we want that validation and build out that process before we could effectively market the franchise opportunity. So my advice, I said, we need to work on your website, your branding, your brand positioning. This needs to happen over the next 12 months. It's not just flipping a switch of becoming a franchisor in 90 days and paying this developer to run lead generation for you and qualify your leads. And why do I think it's dishonest to have that conversation with a new franchisor? Because they should be telling him also that, hey, you're in a retail segment. You're in an initial investment that's probably $200,000 to $300,000 at a minimum. Franchise sales are going to be difficult. We don't recommend brokers right now because you need to validate. And before you could even get to paid marketing, we need to do a deep dive into your brand story, really build out amazing media. And you need to focus on converting your organic leads, people that know you, customers, and people that you engage with through social media. They didn't have that conversation. And the price that they quoted him, I know they're not going to focus on developing anything unique around his franchise system. And I was honest with him. I said, what's going to happen is you're going to franchise and everything's going to be generic and you're not going to convert franchise sales, or at least not initially. And how do I know this? We get the conversations all the time. But guys, you can succeed and it's in your hands and you don't need to rely on anyone else. There's a learning process. There's a franchise development process. Your first 2 years, just focus on those two or three pioneering franchisees. You could focus on more, but we need to see where your budget's at. And I wouldn't be lying if I said, I've said this 1,000 times, and we have clients that sell 5 or 6 in the first 6 months. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes maybe that's not the right strategy. But there are no shortcuts. There are no silver bullets. You're not just going to hire a one-stop franchise developer, and right out of the gate, he or she's going to start working on sales for you. So that's the nightmare if you buy into that thought process, because it's going to take you off track for a couple of years.